Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Craig Ministries and Craig House Christian Fellowship. We are in a series, The Benefits of Salvation. Our message today is Ruling Under the Living God. It is September 11, 2022. I am Dr. Mary Craig. And so let's open with prayer.
Holy Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. We thank you for the body and blood sacrifice of Christ on our behalf. We thank you for his life of radical obedience, personal perpetual obedience, even to death on the cross. We thank you that he fulfilled all righteousness, even to dying to pay the penalty for sin, redeeming those for whom he died by his blood, the sacrifice of himself. We thank you he brought the reconciliation that overcomes alienation from you, that by this reconciliation we can know you as Father. We thank you that Jesus bore your wrath, bore the curse, bore the sin, and bore the glory. Jesus destroyed the works of darkness, defeating Satan and his kingdom publicly. We thank you, Lord God, for those in Christ who were chosen before the foundation of the world, and we are accepted in the Beloved. We thank you that Jesus died, that he was buried, that he rose again from the dead, out from among the dead, and ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Almighty. Jesus Christ is King of kings, Lord of lords, God the Son, Son of God, ruler over the kings of this earth, and coming again in power and great glory. We thank you for the sending of the Holy Spirit, and we ask that the Holy Spirit come as the Spirit of truth, guiding us into the truth, that he come as the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, revealing Jesus Christ to us and granting us wisdom for the days in which we live. We ask that the Holy Spirit open our eyes to comprehend, understand, and perceive what you have for us today. Open the eyes of our minds and open the eyes of our hearts to receive. Honor our desire to glorify you. We come before you in humility on bended knee with our heads bowed. We pray that we be renewed in the spirit of our minds and put on the new man, which was created according to you, God, in true righteousness and holiness, that you would sanctify us by your word and by your Holy Spirit, that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ with love, compassion, and grace, that we might love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Revelation 5, verses 9b to 13. Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests, or you have made them kings and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Revelation 5, 9b to 13. We worship the Lamb slain as Creator and Redeemer. Jesus Christ is God, God the Son, Son of God, King of kings, Lord of lords, ruler over the kings of this earth. Jesus was slain, and by his blood he ransomed people from every tribe and language and ethnic group and nation. The vanishing of sin means the end of Christ's contested rule. Many believe that it would not be surprising to find that on the new earth, nations will exist, and leaders will come and bring tribute to Christ as King of Kings. Revelation 21, verses 22 to 27. And I saw no temple in the city, New Jerusalem, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Revelation 21, 22 to 27. In the Bible, people own property, a place where they have dominion and rule under God. The earth belongs to God. He is worthy of worship by all creation. And for that, you can see Psalm 24, Ephesians 1:10, and what I'm going to read next, Colossians 1. 16 to 20, and even beyond that. Colossians 1. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by or through the blood of his cross. In the Bible, those in Christ are not their own. They have been bought with a price. They have been given a sacred trust. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the preservation of truth, promoting justice, the word of God, God's people, and rule over the earth. This sacred trust flows from the holiness of the true God. You can also see Psalm 72, Daniel 7, verse 14, Zechariah 9, verse 9 and 10, and Zechariah 14, verse 9. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river Euphrates to the ends of the earth. May all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. Psalm 72, verses 1, 8, and 11. Prior to Christ's return, his kingdom is intermingled with the world's cultures. Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30. This is our training ground for ruling with Christ under his headship and as co-heirs. Remember the mandate, Genesis 1, verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the flesh of the, over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. In Psalm 8, verse 6, you have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Okay, And by the way, that dominion is not domination. It's not domination. It's not to exploit. It's not to destroy the earth. In Revelation, it says God will destroy those who destroy the earth. We have a spiritual inheritance to be embraced and not resisted by doubt, disbelief, disobedience, and defiance, but rather with meekness. The meek will inherit the earth. And remember, God says, the land is mine. Leviticus 25, verses 23 and 24. And also, I refer you to Leviticus chapter 26 for failure consequences. Okay, and Leviticus 25, 23 and 24. The land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine. For you are strangers and sojourners with me. And in all the country you possess, you shall allow a redemption of the land. Okay. And then crowns will be given as rewards, not for meriting salvation, but for rewarding those good works which have been wrought in the life of the true believer during his life in Christ on this earth. For it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. And this is from Hebrews. Oh, well. And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Crowns speak of ruling authority, like a diadem, and of rewards for accomplishments, as in Stephanos. Okay, crowns. So, here's a list of crowns. The references for all this will be in the written version of this message, which will show up on www.marycraig.org. The written version. And the recording shows up for a while on marycraig.org and then also on mcmtffr.org. That's where the recordings and some teachings are archived. Okay, so there is an incorruptible crown, a crown of righteousness, a crown of life, the crown of glory. The virtuous woman is a crown. Grandchildren are a crown to old men. I don't know what happened to the women. Anyway, grandchildren are a crown to old men. Crown of rejoicing, crown of knowledge, crown of glory and honor, crowned with loving kindness, brethren in Christ, a crown, from Philippians 4, verse 1. And I'll just mention, the Bible also mentions the crown of pride in Isaiah 28, verse 1, and the crown of thorns in Matthew 27, verse 29, and John 19, verse 2. All right, now here's some other rewards for good works. Now, again, remember, a good work, we can put that in quotes, a good work is a work that comes out of the thought and intent of God's holy heart. It is a work wrought, W-R-O-U-G-H-T, a work wrought in God, meaning it's God through and through. And that becomes, the thoughts become like a seed thought, and the seed grows and bears fruit that remains. So a good work is wrought in God. The seed, root, and fruit of a work of righteousness, that's a good work because it comes from God, who is good. Only God is good, truly good. All right, and then here's some other rewards. They include ruling over cities, judging angels, reigning with Christ, authority over the nations, keep your crown, it's an admonition, sit with Christ on his throne, which is the place of judging and ruling. And we are made kings and priests, Revelation 5 that we read. Everything subject to man, Hebrews 2 verse 8. As we mentioned, the meek inherit the earth, Matthew 5, 5, and 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. And here's meekness. Meekness is not resisting or resenting the will of God. It is surrendering to the heart, mind, and will of God without resistance, without rebellion, without resentment, without rebuttal, and without regret. Okay. How we serve now will determine how we will be serving in heaven. See the big focus on serving? We will be serving in heaven, servants. Luke 14, verse 11, oh, there's a lot of references. They'll be in the written version. Right now, we are to rule over ourselves, over sin, over Satan, over the world system spiritually. You know, sin, self, Satan, and the world system. We are to be salt and light, witnesses before the watching world. God is grooming us for servant leadership and watching to see how we demonstrate faithfulness to him, to his word, to his ways. Now, Queen Elizabeth II reigned just over 70 years before she died at age 96, September 8 of this year, just recently. She was the longest reigning monarch ever. She is remembered for her strong faith in Christ. She had a very strong faith in Christ. And a lot of it comes out as she knew. She knew her authority. She knew her place. And many of her messages demonstrate a strong faith in Christ, and mostly her actions. She had a strong sense of duty. Her faithfulness to the task of being head of state over a commonwealth of 14 nations. She reigned through the terms of 14 presidents of the United States of America and 15 prime ministers, beginning with Winston Churchill and ending with the installation of Liz Truss, who was installed, I think, like 2 days before she died or something. Remarkable. Strong sense of duty and She kept her position and a vow she made, I think she was around 21 years old, to serve. She had a rule for herself to never complain and never explain. She brought stability during troublesome times. And she was very young, 25, when she ascended the throne. She was in World War II, like as a mechanic or something. And, you know, ups and downs. She turned the British, she turned things from the British Empire to a Commonwealth, from Empire to Commonwealth, and let colonies free. She freed colonies. She set them free. And many of them, if not most of them, did not do well once that happened. But they didn't want to be under British rule, and she agreed to, you know, she was head of state. But they haven't done well when you look at the history when they pulled out of the British Empire. Okay. So I asked for prayer that she not be maligned and that people seem to not be truly looking at history. And the question is, do we have such a vision of servant leadership, of ruling within the bounds of the authority given to us? Do we have a vision of a redeemed earth? Do we desire the restoration of all things, heaven and earth, as God intends them to be? Do we pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven? And what might we do? We reject the sinful world. We embrace all the good that God has created. Embracing God's good earth means opposing fallen earth. Opposing domination, exploitation, harming the environment, misuse of animals and resources. James 4, verse 4 and Romans 12, 2. This is a present evil age with its own wisdom and God, but this world in its present form is passing away. Christ's kingdom will never pass away. Christ ruled in the midst of his enemies. And so we need to follow that example. He ruled in the midst of his enemies. He is alive forevermore. We are called to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We are to learn of Christ and take his yoke upon us, that we might learn obedience in the things which we experience. The Lord reigns. He has all authority in heaven and on earth. We have delegated authority and must learn to stay within the bounds of the authority delegated to us. We are given grace to obey through faith, which works by love. Service to God is a reward. Revelation 7, verses 14 and 15. Worship is our reasonable service. God rewards us by giving us more responsibility, not by taking responsibility away from us. You know, to just sit there and on some our royal seat and sit there and have people come up and fall at our feet and give us gifts, etc. No. God rewards us by giving us more responsibility. So as I keep quoting this because I just think we have to be reminded. So as Charles Spurgeon exhorted, we are to look not to the honor, but tend to the responsibility. If we cannot be faithful in the little things, like ruling our own bodies, souls, and spirits, how will we be able to be trusted to be faithful in the much? True believers have been given the Holy Spirit. There's so many people go around and they say, well, that's just the way I am. Okay, well, the Holy Spirit is just the way he is, and he has an agenda, and that's to conform every true believer to the image of Jesus Christ, which if we think of it as a moral image, we will do better. And so we're talking about character and integrity, things like that. We have been given the Holy Spirit to become holy as God is holy. We never become God. We have been given the intercessory work of Jesus Christ enthroned. He is on the throne, and he ever lives to make intercession for us. And we have our adoption as children of God by the Father with all the benefits of our salvation. And don't let anyone or anything rob you of the opportunities to serve in the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. All right. And I'm going to have Stephen read Romans 12, 1 and 2.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. Father God, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just thank you for your grace. You are the God of all grace. And you have given us that grace to obey. Grace to obey through faith, which works by love. And Lord, you want from us a loyalty and allegiance to you, Lord God, and trusting you in the for wisdom, as you are God only wise, and as Christ is the wisdom of God, and the Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And so, Lord, help us to walk in wisdom during these days of our lives. Help us to walk in love. Help us to walk worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, help us to be able to answer every man for the hope that is within us. Let us not be ashamed of Jesus Christ, but grant us grace to confess Jesus Christ before you and before those we meet, and that we are not ashamed, so that Jesus is not ashamed of us before the Father and the holy angels. And Lord, we just thank you that you are the living God. We have to identify you now as the living God, as the no gods gather together. And so, Lord, We give you the praise and we give you the glory and we thank you, Lord God. We thank you in Jesus' name. And we will leave the ruling of what's going to come when we physically die up to you, Lord, and the crowns. That's up to you. Let us be satisfied with all that we have in Christ Jesus. In his name, amen. And now, if you please, stand for the benediction.
Hebrews 13:20-21. Now may the God of the peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.